Imagine discovering that 20% of your efforts create 80% of your results. This counterintuitive pattern, first observed by Italian economist Vilfrina Pareto in 1897, appears consistently across business, society, and personal life. What began as an observation about wealth distribution, Pareto noticed 20% of Italians owned 80% of the land, has evolved into perhaps the most powerful yet underutilized tool for achieving breakthrough results in any area of life. This imbalance appears everywhere once you start looking. In business, 20% of products typically generate 80% of profits. In personal productivity, 20% of your activities create 80% of your results. Think of how a few key decisions can shape entire years. In movies, a study of 300 films found just 4 movies, 1.3% of the total, earned 80% of box office revenues. We instinctively expect balanced relationships between cause and effect. Put in 50% effort, get 50% results. But reality consistently shows dramatic imbalance. The actual relationship might be 65-35, 80-20, or even 99.9-0.1, but it typically exceeds our expectations. The principle's power lies in its counterintuitive nature. By understanding which minority of resources produces the majority of results, we gain tremendous leverage. Small initial advantages in business or personal development can compound into massive differences over time, like a butterfly effect where tiny causes create enormous consequences. The 80-20 principle can be applied through two approaches. 80-20 analysis uses rigorous measurement to identify where vital few inputs create most outputs, like discovering 70% of beer consumption comes from 20% of drinkers. 80-20 thinking applies the principle intuitively by asking what 20% is creating 80% of results. Both methods identify the critical factors driving most results. This principle challenges conventional thinking, suggesting we celebrate exceptional productivity, seek shortcuts, and exercise control through leverage points rather than brute force. Simplicity drives business success. As businesses grow, they typically become more complex, reducing returns. The 80-20 principle shows that 1/5 of a typical company's revenues generate 4/5 of profits, with the top fifth often being 16 times more profitable than the rest. Despite conventional wisdom favoring corporate size, large firms have seen their share of GNP drop from 60% to 40% since 1979. This doesn't mean small is beautiful, simple is beautiful. Scale without complexity lowers unit costs, but additional scale rarely comes without complexity. The 55 principle reveals that typically 50% of a company's customers, products, and suppliers contribute less than 5% to revenues and profits. Organizations become complex because managers are drawn to complexity. For any complexity level, larger businesses perform better, making the large, simple business ideal. Greatness comes from creating something simple. Without applying the 80-20 principle to your strategy, you're likely spreading resources too thin and lacking clarity on profitability sources. Conduct an 80-20 analysis of profits across products, customers, geographical areas, and competitive segments to identify high return versus problematic areas. Typically, a minority of products generate most profits, while others create significant losses when all costs are properly allocated. Customer profitability follows similar patterns. In one case study, the most profitable 15% of customers generated 59% of profits, while the top 25% yielded 88% of profits. This insight enabled successful initiatives, finding more profitable customers, adjusting pricing and service levels selectively, and strategically abandoning unprofitable accounts. Breaking business into competitive segments, areas with different competitors or competitive dynamics, often provides the greatest insights. In one example, just 26.3% of sales generated 82.9% of profits. The 80-20 principle isn't merely analytical, it's a tool for innovation. rather than assuming your industry has reached equilibrium, consider that it could be structured more effectively. Remember that across all industries, 80% of profits come from just 20% of industries. And within any industry, 80% of profits go to 20% of firms. The 80-20 principle drives effective marketing through three golden rules. Focus on the 20% of products generating 80% of profits. Devote extraordinary effort to delighting the 20% of customers providing 80% of profits. And recognize successful marketing depends on offering something different or better value, typically in just 20% of your product line. Products accounting for 20% of revenues usually comprise 80% of profits. Despite concerns about losing stature, delisting marginal products almost always boosts profits without harming customer perceptions. Focusing on best customers is even more crucial than focusing on best products. To secure your core customers, identify your key 20%. Provide outrageous service beyond industry standards. Target new products specifically at these customers, developing offerings with them rather than for them, and aim to retain them permanently. Only by focusing on the vital 20% can marketing become a firm's central process. While organizations cannot center on all customers, they can center on the vital few, making marketing everyone's job and transforming the delight of key customers into the organization's mission. General von Manstein categorized German officers into four types: lazy and stupid, harmless; hardworking and intelligent, excellent staff; hardworking and stupid, dangerous; and intelligent, lazy ones, suited for highest leadership. Success requires cultivating lazy intelligence, focusing exclusively on high-value activities. The 80-20 principle is starkly evident in professional rewards, with less than 5% of professionals capturing most recognition and financial rewards in any field. This winner-takes-all dynamic has intensified in modern times. Despite long odds against mega success, career advancement in an 80-20 world follows specific rules. Specialize in a small niche you enjoy where you can excel. Become the undisputed expert in your field. Identify core customers and serve them exceptionally well. Focus on the 20% of effort yielding 80% of returns. Learn directly from top performers. Become self-employed early. Employ value creators, use contractors for non-core functions, and leverage capital to expand proven ideas across wider markets. Almost everyone needs a time revolution, not from lack of time, but from fundamentally misunderstanding it. The 80-20 principle reveals that roughly 80% of meaningful achievements come from just 20% of our time investment, with most genuine happiness occurring during brief, often unexpected moments. This overturns conventional time management wisdom. We typically fill days with busy work creating minimal value when there's actually no shortage of time. We effectively use only about 20% of available hours. Time should be our ally, not adversary. We should act less, as excessive action suppresses deep thinking and creativity. The 80-20 principle operates in two dimensions. The efficiency dimension applies to means-to-ends activities. Focus on the vital 20% that produces 80% of results and cut the rest. The life-enhancing dimension applies to what's genuinely important: relationships, personal achievements, self-expression, and connections. These deserve not 20%, but 200% of our attention. By applying efficiency to unimportant areas and deep commitment to essential ones, we create space for what defines our uniqueness. We progress through subtraction and focus, but 80-20 is meaningless if it leads only to efficiency without soul. We can start immediately, identifying and multiplying fragments of greatest achievement while shedding worthless activity. With courage and determination, we become better and happier by focusing intensely on what truly matters while letting everything else go.